Good morning. Today is November 6, 2025. Here are your top stories.
This report addresses the current state of Bitcoin and broader cryptocurrency market trends. Benzinga's latest research indicates that Bitcoin is maintaining its position near $103,000, supported by a rally in US equities driven by robust job data and reduced concerns about a government shutdown. However, there is a notable caution in the market. Analysts like Ted Pillows suggest that despite Bitcoin's recent recovery, investor confidence remains weak. There are concerns about a potential drop to around $92,000, which could fill a gap in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange pricing. On the other hand, Darn Crypto Trades points out that Bitcoin has been consolidating for about 18 hours and may soon target liquidity in the $100,500 to $105,500 range before making a more definitive move. In terms of outflows, Bitcoin funds experienced a loss of approximately $137 million, while Ethereum funds saw outflows of nearly $119 million. This comes as significant liquidations occurred across the crypto markets, totaling over $314 million in just one day. Ethereum itself has rebounded to around $3,500 after previously dipping close to $3,000. But short-term traders have faced losses averaging 12.8% over the past month. Long-term traders are slightly underperforming as well, with returns down by 0.3% over the past year. Meanwhile, XRP is seeing renewed interest, with data showing the fastest growth in new wallets in 8 months. In the meme coin sector, the market moved 2.3% higher, reflecting the overall uplift in the cryptocurrency space. Analyst Ali Martinez has identified a potential buy signal for Dogecoin, suggesting a possible local bottom could be on the horizon.
This report focuses on XPeng Inc.'s plans to launch robo-taxi services in partnership with Alibaba Group's AMAP platform. In its latest coverage, Benzinga reported that XPeng's stock saw an increase following the announcement, which is set to take place in 2026. This initiative represents a notable advancement in the company's efforts to commercialize its artificial intelligence technology. At an event in Guangzhou, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer He Xiaopeng unveiled several innovative models, including robo-taxis, a humanoid robot, and two flying cars that utilize XPeng's new vision language action artificial intelligence architecture. He emphasized that the upgraded AI enhances the vehicle's ability to navigate complex driving situations more accurately, with significantly less reliance on human intervention. For instance, during a test run, a vehicle equipped with this AI required only one human intervention over a 49-minute route, compared to 7 disengagements experienced by Tesla's full self-driving system on a similar journey. Through this collaboration, users of AMAP in mainland China will be able to summon XPeng's robo-taxis directly. The fleet will include various models, equipped with self-developed Turing AI chips and redundant systems to ensure safety in computing, braking, vision, steering, and communications. Pricing is set to begin below 200,000 yuan, which is roughly $28,000. XPeng is also gearing up for significant production milestones, including plans to mass-produce 1,000 humanoid robots in 2026 and to launch 10,000 flying cars next year. These flying vehicles are expected to have impressive specifications, including a range of 500 kilometers and speeds exceeding 360 kilometers per hour. In terms of performance, XPeng reported a remarkable surge in vehicle deliveries, hitting over 42,000 in October, which reflects a 76% increase year over year. This marks the second consecutive month with deliveries above 40,000. The company has also expanded its reach internationally, entering 7 new markets across Europe, Asia, and Africa. Overall, XPeng stock has gained more than 84% year-to-date, reflecting strong investor confidence in the company's growth trajectory and technological advancements.
This report covers Rocket Lab's successful launch of a satellite for Japan's Institute for Kyushu Pioneers of Space. Benzinga's latest research indicates that the company traded higher in pre-market activity following its 74th Electron mission. This mission, which took place on November 5th, successfully placed the QPS SAR-14 satellite into orbit from New Zealand. This launch marks Rocket Lab's sixth dedicated mission for IQPS. Highlighting their ongoing partnership, the company has secured a new multi-launch agreement to conduct six additional missions, which will enhance IQPS's imaging capabilities in low Earth orbit. Rocket Lab's founder and chief executive officer, Sir Peter Beck, emphasized the precision of their service, which continues to earn the trust of their clients. Investors are also looking forward to Rocket Lab's third quarter results, which are scheduled for release on November 10th. In response to this positive news, Rocket Lab's shares saw an increase of about 1.67% in pre-market trading, reaching approximately $57.36.
This report discusses oversold stocks in the information technology sector and their potential as investment opportunities. In recent commentary, Benzinga noted that certain companies in this sector are currently considered undervalued, as indicated by their Relative Strength Index, or RSI. This momentum indicator helps traders assess a stock's performance by comparing its strength on days when prices rise against days when prices fall. Typically, a stock is viewed as oversold when its RSI falls below 30. Identifying these oversold stocks may present a chance for investors to buy into companies that could rebound and improve in value. Benzinga also mentioned that their platform, BZ Edge Rankings, offers scores for various stocks in the sector, allowing investors to compare their performance. This insight could be particularly useful for market participants looking for potential opportunities in technology stocks. This report covers Eli Lilly's advancements in its experimental obesity drug, eloralintide. As reported earlier by CNBC, Eli Lilly announced plans to begin late-stage trials for this drug next month, following promising results from mid-stage studies. The highest dosage of this weekly injection led to an average weight loss of over 20% among participants after 48 weeks. Such results may strengthen Eli Lilly's position in the competitive weight loss drug market, particularly in the emerging category of amylin analogs, which are seen as a potential alternative or complement to existing treatments that target gut hormones. Many analysts believe these amylin analogs represent a significant opportunity in obesity treatment, and major pharmaceutical companies, including Roche and AbbVie, have invested heavily in acquiring or licensing similar treatments. Eli Lilly's main competitor, Novo Nordisk, is also developing its own amylin drugs, while Pfizer is in a competitive landscape trying to acquire Metsera, which is working on a once-monthly amylin option. The mechanism of amylin analogs involves mimicking a hormone that helps regulate appetite, potentially offering a more manageable treatment experience for patients while preserving lean muscle mass. In terms of side effects, Eli Lilly noted that most were mild to moderate, with gastrointestinal symptoms and fatigue being the most common. Interestingly, patients who gradually increased their dosage reported fewer side effects. Details on the specific rates of side effects and discontinuations during the trial have yet to be disclosed. Eli Lilly is set to present these findings at the upcoming Obesity Week scientific conference in Atlanta.
This commentary focuses on Bitcoin's recent market movements and future outlook, as discussed by Tom Lee from Fundstrat Global Advisors. Citing Decrypt.co's data, Lee notes that Bitcoin's recent dip below its 200-day moving average has been influenced by several macroeconomic challenges. These include the US government shutdown and a strong US dollar, which have both created headwinds for risk assets like cryptocurrencies. Despite this downturn, Lee remains hopeful, suggesting that these challenges could eventually turn into tailwinds, fostering a potential recovery. He emphasizes that the recent sell-off is part of a broader cleanup process in the market, particularly following a significant deleveraging event earlier this month. This has left lingering effects that could take time to resolve, impacting investor confidence. Interestingly, historical data shows that when stocks have risen for 6 consecutive months, November tends to be either flat or positive. This pattern could bode well for Bitcoin and the overall cryptocurrency market. Adding to the optimism, prediction markets indicate a bullish sentiment among retail investors, with expectations that Bitcoin could revisit higher levels in the near future. Currently, Bitcoin is trading around $103,000, showing a slight increase, while Ethereum has also seen gains, trading at approximately $3,400. Overall, while the current landscape presents challenges, there are signs that a rebound could be on the horizon, according to Lee's analysis. This report discusses Hallmark's seasonal offerings aimed at enhancing holiday celebrations. According to Benzinga's latest report, Hallmark is gearing up for the holiday season with a variety of festive products, including greeting cards, unique keepsake ornaments, and a special collection inspired by actress Lacey Chabert. The company is emphasizing the importance of connection and celebration during this time of year. With an expanded selection of holiday movies available through their streaming service, Hallmark Plus, the chief brand officer Darren Abbott highlighted Hallmark's commitment to creating meaningful experiences that bring families and friends together. In addition to their traditional products, Hallmark is also offering an array of gift wrapping supplies to ensure every present looks special. The Crown Rewards program continues to provide loyal customers with opportunities to earn points and receive exclusive discounts. With over a century of experience, Hallmark remains a staple in the holiday tradition for many. And their efforts to innovate and expand their offerings seem poised to resonate with consumers looking to create memorable moments this season.
This report discusses Teleflex Incorporated's announcement of a quarterly cash dividend. According to Benzinga's latest report, the company's board of directors has declared a dividend of 34 cents per share, which is set to be paid on December 15th to shareholders who are on record as of the close of business on November 14th. Teleflex is known as a global provider of medical technologies, focusing on improving health and quality of life. They offer a wide range of solutions across various therapy areas, including anesthesia and emergency medicine, among others. This dividend declaration reflects the company's ongoing commitment to returning value to its shareholders while continuing to innovate and provide trusted medical products.
This report highlights the recognition of Elite Capital & Co. Ltd.'s leadership in a prestigious investment publication. In a new piece by Benzinga, the company announced that its chairman and chief executive officer, Dr. Faisal Kazal, along with George Matharu, was featured on the cover of CEO Insights Investment Report, which focuses on global investment strategies. The article provides a detailed look at their strategic vision, particularly how Elite Capital is utilizing neuroeconomic principles to enhance decision-making in financial markets. Their approach involves applying behavioral finance to effectively manage market fluctuations, which has led to favorable outcomes for their investors. Stephen Adriel, the director of public relations at Elite Capital, emphasized that this acknowledgement reinforces the firm's innovative thinking, particularly through their Government Future Financing 2030 program. This initiative aims to address the challenges associated with sovereign debt by linking repayments to specific project revenues rather than relying solely on government guarantees. This could significantly aid countries in developing essential infrastructure without incurring unsustainable debt. Furthermore, Elite Capital is also addressing the high failure rates of industrial startups in emerging markets through its Next Gen Industrial Development Fund. Instead of the traditional collateral-based lending, which often burdens entrepreneurs before they even start, this fund partners with startups by providing equity and operational support. This strategy not only alleviates financial pressure, but also empowers a new wave of entrepreneurs to build a robust, knowledge-driven industrial landscape in the Middle East and North Africa region. Overall, Elite Capital & Co. Ltd. is positioning itself as a transformative force
in financing, infrastructure, and industrial development, reflecting a broader trend towards innovative financial solutions in challenging economic environments.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.